Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome back. Today we are looking at the truth about intuition. Intuition is a really important guiding principle in my life. I use it all the time. The more I come into awareness about my intuition, the easier it is to recognize, and the more I use it for everything from day-to-day decisions to some of the big life decisions. And it's just become the most magical and beautiful extra tool in my toolkit. So what I thought we'd have a look at today is everything from what is intuition? What actually is it? How do we recognize it? Why is it important? And how can we best use it if you feel the call to explore this in a bit more detail? So I have a long history of knowing beyond my mind. I have a long history of feeling and sensing things before I logically have an explanation for them. I thought everyone else was the same. And I do believe that every single one of us is intuitive. But the truth is that we've lost the skill of using it. So back in the day when we were all Neanderthals and cave people, we lived on intuition. Intuition literally was used to preserve life. It was a survival instinct. Everything from intuitively sensing changes in the energy around us, everything in terms of knowing or being aware of things beyond our field of vision, for example. Perhaps moving camp because there was an understanding that it was no longer safe to be there. We have an ancient history with intuition. And if you feel so called, you can Google that. There's lots of research and scientific papers on Neanderthal intuition, for example. And some of the most famous and incredible decisions that have been made by some of the world's best known business leaders, for example, pay reference to an intuitive knowing. So we know it has value, and yet we've kind of lost the art of using it and applying it in our sort of modern day-to-day life. So what is intuition? Well, there's many definitions, but the one I like the best is intuition is a knowing in the absence of logic. So intuition is quite instinctive. It's more of a sensing before the brain's kicked in and made a story about it or created a narrative about it. It's an awareness that has a sort of anchored, solid quality to it. And intuition can be really quite fleeting, pop in and out, or it can be quite persistent and almost like there's a messaging system knocking on our door and continuing to ring the bell until we open the door. Intuition is feeling and sensing based. It is not mind based. We know this because when researchers have done brain scans looking at whether they can find intuition or find the process, the brain process behind it, they can't. So we know that intuition is not to do with the mind. It's not logical. And yet, it's incredibly valid and has the capacity to guide us through this game we call life. So how do we recognize it? Well, as I've already said, I firmly believe we are all intuitive sensing beings. I also believe that you already know what intuition is without me even needing to explain it. For example, something that happens to me a lot, and I know some of you will resonate with, you might be going about your business, getting on with your day. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the thought of a friend pops into your mind. And then within that same day, that friend gets in touch out of the blue. That's intuition. Some people describe recognizing intuition as more like a using your gut instinct. And that certainly has, in my lived experience, had some fairly magnificent life-saving outcomes. So gut instinct, you know, this notion of feeling that something's going to happen, or feeling that instinctively that something is right or wrong, that something's off, or that something's aligned. It's an awareness that arrives with us rather than we can analytically, logically pinpoint the steps we took to get there. So it's often a very quick arrival. It's a knowing. And recognizing intuition is really important, because I tell you what happens. It's what I see all the time. My clients, or people I'm working with in groups, or people in my personal life will have an intuitive insight, an intuitive nudge, I like to call them, and the brain instantly comes in and talks them out of it. And it's often only in retrospect, and often when something goes awry, that we look back as humans and we go, I knew that wasn't right. I knew that wasn't right. So recognizing intuition is something that's already inherent within you. Recognizing intuition isn't necessarily the problem. I think responding to intuition is where the art and the skill and the magic happens. And why is it important for us to allow intuition to guide us? Well, intuition is this beautiful alchemy of information that appears within us. It arrives within us. So it's an internal guidance system. Intuition can guide our decision making from literally about everything, from the smallest of decisions to the biggest of decisions. So the first time I remember really experimenting with my intuition and starting to have a bit of fun with it was actually in a moment of sheer overwhelm. So I was back in the day, I was beginning this journey of looking after myself better, working on my overall holistic well-being. I'd done the thing of moving from a shit ton of coffee all day, every day, to using some herbal, beautiful, delicious herbal tea bags. And I bought myself several boxes of Pukka tea bags. There are other brands available. But what I loved about the Pukka ones, or what my mind loved about the Pukka tea bags, was that there was a nice name on them. And then there was a sentence that described what the tea bag would do for you. And so I was at a particularly anxious time in my life and stood at the tea cupboard. The kettle was boiling. I opened both doors of the cupboard, and I'm looking at all these boxes of tea bags, asking myself, which is the right tea bag? Which tea bag out of all these beautifully coloured and wonderfully named tea bags is going to be the best option for me in this moment. Which tea bag is going to help me feel the way I want to feel? And I was looking at all the words on the boxes and I literally could not make a decision. I was stuck in that almost overwhelmed paralysis. And I don't know where it came from. This is what intuition is like. But all of a sudden, I knew that it wasn't about the I didn't need to make a logical decision about it. What I needed to do was to pick the tea I was most drawn to. And so I did. And since then, that's the only way I choose my tea bags. So teeny tiny decision, but shows you the power of extra information we have available to us. Intuition for me personally has also been life-saving. And that's why it can be so important. So about 10 years ago now, I found out I had Graves' disease, which is a overactive thyroid. And I won't bore you with the whole long, boring story, but essentially I found myself in a consultant endocrinologist's office looking at treatment options. And I was given three treatment options. I could either take 6 months worth of tablets to see if that would bring my overactive thyroid under control. And there were some disadvantages to that at the time because of side effects, because of the block that would put on other aspects of my life and my desires at the time. So I could have had that. I could have had the quick fix, which was radioactive iodine, and I would have had to be away from my then 18-month-old for 4 weeks. I'd have had to live away from the family because basically I was radioactive and couldn't be around small or vulnerable people. or the third option, and those were the two most commonly used treatment options. They was the first line of treatment. The third option was to have my thyroid removed. So to have surgery, to get rid of it altogether, and then to replace what my thyroid was making by taking thyroxine tablets. As I was sat in that consultant's office and they were talking me through the options and they were talking me through the pros and cons of each, they did a lot of talking about the tablets option and a lot of talking about the radioactive iodine option. And they were pretty, they were making an assumption that surgery was not really on the table at that point because it was a radical form of treatment. And what they understood in their view of the world was that you don't just go straight to surgery, you try and find other ways to manage the problem. So whilst the consultant was talking, I'm sat there already in a state of awareness that I'm having the surgery. There's no question within me. There's just a deep, solid, anchored knowing that I am not bothering with those other options. I'm going straight for the surgery. And it was a bit of a persuasion job, I'll have you know. The consultant wasn't really supportive of it because it was more radical. And there were obviously, there's always risks to operations, yada, yada, yada. And within 2 weeks, I was in hospital having my thyroid taken out. All went well. I spent a night on ITU because of the boring underlying health conditions that needed a bit of management. And then went home to recover with a load of staples in my neck, which looked lovely. And went back for my two-week follow-up to see the surgeon, get the staples taken out, just have everything checked. And as I was sat in that consultation, the consultant said to me, it's all gone well, took the staples out, everything's looking great. Now, and a pause. When we biopsied your thyroid, we found the presence of cancerous cells within it. And you know what? That's okay, because the treatment we would have recommended would be to take your thyroid out, and you've already had it done. And so, with my mind blown, I remember my dad driving me home from the hospital appointment and me sort of saying to him that this had happened and feeling completely like, oh my God, that intuitive knowing had potentially A, saved me from a load of cancer treatment. B, saved my life potentially if those cancerous cells had grown rapidly and spread. And C, the treatment that I would have needed was already done and dusted. It was over, it was done. And so intuition is important because it's an internal, powerful knowing in the absence of logical data, analytical data, that has the capacity to create huge impact. Intuition often can be most felt around safety. So in that very sort of dramatic example about the operation I had, there was an intuitive knowing within my body, within my energy body, within my physical body, that that was the way to go. You may have been somebody who has walked down a empty, dark street at night and you intuitively are very keyed into who else is around, how you're feeling, whether you're safe. Intuition is important because it is almost like this forgotten extra sense that we all have available to us. It's extra information. And who doesn't want more information? Who doesn't want this internal guiding light to help direct them? So how can we tune more deeply into our intuition? How can we best use it? My best guidance to you is to start to play with it, a bit like I did with the tea bags. Begin with some really basic sort of maybe decisions, or it might be simple as, you know, when you get dressed at first thing in the morning and you've got your wardrobe open or your drawers open and you're thinking, right, what am I going to wear today? And you get all up in your head about which is the correct outfit and how you wish to look or what impression you want to give with your clothes. How about you let your intuition decide? How about you open your wardrobe and you allow your sensing, your gut, your heart to help you know what's going to feel good? No logic necessary. It's about feeling, not thinking your way to the answer. So have a play. Start to use these little opportunities in your day to day to just see what happens when you connect into your intuition and what happens if you follow it and what happens if you don't. So there's an awareness piece around this. One of the things I encourage my clients to do is to keep a bit of an intuitive log. So this might be on your phone, on a bit of paper. It might be a voice note you send to yourself. But when you've had that, perhaps a series of events where you've sensed something and you've either made a decision to follow it or not follow it, making a note of what the outcome was as a result. Now, as I said before, sometimes we notice into our intuition more after the event, and especially when we haven't followed our intuition. And so taking the opportunity to reflect back on those kind of moments and capturing them in the moment is all really good information that helps you understand what your intuition looks, sounds, and feels like within you. And what happens when you follow it and what happens when you don't. The way I often invite my clients to use their intuition is to think of it in terms of an internal expansion or an internal contraction. So an internal expansion is like an intuitive yes, an internal contraction is like an intuitive no, actually, or not sure. Intuition is about learning to trust yourself, to trust your internal knowing, and accepting that we are so much wiser than we give ourselves credit for. Wisdom, inner wisdom, is not about logical mind fuckery. Internal wisdom is a knowing and a sensing and a feeling beyond logic. Einstein was very clear about this, and this is what I want to leave you with. Einstein said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind a faithful servant." My invitation to you is to pause, ponder, allow that to land, get curious and playful with yourself, and see if you can come into greater awareness and connection with your intuition. One thing I do know is the more we use our intuition, the stronger the intuition muscle gets. I'm sending you loads of love. Let me know how you get on. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign-up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.